They told the Mexican dictator in Gonzalez, come and take it. When it comes to our guns, Prats worried the current threat is from the north side of the Rio Grande. A Texan who understands the function of the Second Amendment. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio on the high ground of Texas, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day is woke racialism, a clear and present danger to the American system. Well, it's what Beto Pancho O'Rourke and modern leftists are all about. And, my friends, get ready for all kinds of things all under the name of that. It's just the newest tool to get us there. And by the way, get ready to forget all about the latest attack where the guy drove the car into everything. You won't hear that repeated over and over by the media. Our Lone Star story today, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. You folks needing drug and alcohol testing for safety in your business or theft prevention and loss reduction, they're your go-to people. You DOT drivers, you know they're your best partner. Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day. There is an election audit coming in Texas. The Big Three found the money. I'll tell you more about that. Much in the campaign stack, including a good to see you go, is Dallas embarrassment. Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson is indeed retiring from Congress. That announced on Saturday. We told you that was what was expected to happen during Friday's show. Listen to the program, Pratt on Texas, Texas Hour, anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of the show at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Folks in San Angelo City Council wouldn't go along and be pro-life, so like the folks in Lubbock, they formed a committee and they're now working to get it put on the ballot under the terms of their city charter. They've got to collect 1,512 registered voter signatures in the city of San Angelo. Pastor Ryan Buck with Emmanuel Baptist Church said, we did not want to go the route of a citywide election, but since our mayor and city council wouldn't listen to us, we're left with no other choice. And Mark Lee Dixon reporting that the effort is underway there in the Concho Valley, and good to see. Abilene Christian University has let its football coach go, or the headline, parts ways with head football coach Adam Durrell, and his record there in five seasons is only 19-32. Texas Tech named top school for entrepreneurship studies by the Princeton Review and Entrepreneur Magazine, makes them the 12th ranked program in the nation for undergraduates in entrepreneurship, which is really something you do and not study, but oh well, I don't, you know, the academy is always a little bit odd. Who knows? All right, Robert Duncan, former state senator, great thing. They have imbued upon him, put upon him the honorary title as Chancellor Emeritus at Texas Tech. It's honorific title, and he was great chancellor there and then was kind of, I think, knifed in the back and pushed out. But the system experienced record-setting growth while he was there. More than $615 million in philanthropic funds were raised across the system, more than any other previous chancellor during the first 4 years of an administration. And, of course, he was in the legislature for more than two decades, House District 84 out of Lubbock State Rep, and then won a special election to the Senate, was there. And when we took the majority in the Senate as Republicans and played a big role in all of that. And so congratulations to Bob Duncan, Robert Duncan, old friend and well-deserved Chancellor Emeritus, just like Hans. There you go. Now, my friends, I want to tell you something. I didn't see this in the Lubbock media, but for you Texas Tech people and people in Lubbock, surprisingly, the Daily Toreador, the Texas Tech newspaper, covered this. Texas Tech's Club Corp agreement failed at the Board of Regents meeting last week. And got to see and meet a couple of the new regents I didn't know and see some others last week in an event Thursday night. But this was interesting. Kirby Hocut, the athletic director for Tech, and Noel Sloan, chief financial officer, said that they presented the Club Corp agreement to run that Texas Tech club, and said they've been asked to make improvements, and it's grown and gotten better, and I think it has gotten a little better, but really it's not been very good for years. A lot of people joined up and then quit, and been to many events, just very disappointed at it, and it's just not worth it. And Hocutt recommended, they keep it, but Regent Cody Campbell said he was concerned about the track record of Club Corp's poor service and brought up the idea of tech officer and the services in-house. Of course, then you don't get the reciprocal stuff as a member, but that's all right. He says, I have a difficult time approving a long-term contract to Club Corp when we know it's bad. It's bad right now. Regent John Steinmetz and Dustin Womble joined Campbell's concerns. Steinmetz also agreed about looking at studying, taking it in-house. I mean, you have a top restaurant and hotel management program there, and he pointed that out and said the students get the real education. So anyway, a motion was made to table it for a later date, but it failed due to a tie. Then they made a motion to approve the item, but it failed again, and Regents Pat Gordon, Womble, Campbell, and Steinmetz all voted no. So you folks in Lubbock are members who use the Texas Tech Club that Club Corp runs. Big changes look like they're coming your way. Of course, Friday, the horrific story about the Andrews buses that were hit head-on on the I-20 service access road. It's a one-way deal. Somebody came right at them, and terrible thing. We had... I believe three deaths out of that, and a lot of people hurt. The Andrews football team, those players, supposed to be playing its game today in Sweetwater and this afternoon. And I just, one of the nice stories out of that is Sweetwater, the band there took over for the Andrews High Marching Band. Their band director, Darren Johns, who's originally from Breckenridge and a graduate of Abilene Christian. Used to be at Tuscola, been at Andrews since 2015. He was killed in that crash. And so the Sweetwater Band took over to be the band and root on the Andrews team, and that's a nice thing. Mistrial has been declared in the case of that guy, Billy Chimimer, or whatever, they think he's a serial killer, killing 18 older women in the Dallas area over a two-year span. The judge says the jury was deadlocked from the trial last week. In fact, it turns out that the jurors said they're hopelessly deadlocked, 11-1. So one person holding that up. I mean, if that's their conscience, they think that's right, what the evidence was, then good for them. But even the left-wing DA in Dallas, who doesn't want to prosecute people for looting and stealing and stuff, he says they're going to retry the case. So there you have it. There was a one-year-old boy shot as he and his mother walked home from a store in Houston. They got home, she noticed blood, and then found out the kid had been shot. And she said she heard the gunshot. She didn't think anything of him, which is kind of shows you what kind of neighborhood she's living in. You read the story, though. It's a big story in Houston today. It's sketchy. Because that could all have been made up. You just don't know what happened there. And a 75-year-old woman was threatened during an Abilene home invasion. 30-year-old man broke in her house, threatened her with a knife. Folks, don't let people in. Don't stand behind the door where they can push you down. And always be armed. Don't answer the door without a firearm and knowing how to use it. Just pointing that out. Today in Texas history, well, this is the infamous day in which the 22nd of November, 1963, when President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. A terrible time in our nation and state's history. It's also the day that Stephen F. Austin hired James Beard as a builder, one of the old 300 colonists back in 1821. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our friends at USA Investigations, providing surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and much more. Investigate for more detail at usainvestigations.net. I've got a ton of political and other news to get to. We will jump right into that when we come back on the other side of the break, my friends, right here on the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
If your business depends on its computers, remote managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Services is a must. Managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Service reduces problems and failures by monitoring and maintaining your computers remotely. And when something goes awry, you have an expert to help you immediately with full knowledge of your system. If you depend on your computers, managed services is what you need. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com, to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
Some claim to cover Texas. Here's a man who proves his claim daily. It's your Texas political swami, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas on this Thanksgiving week in the year of our Lord 2021. Well, we told you it was probably coming on Friday's show, and sure enough, at that Democrat event in Dallas at some park, Eddie Bernice Johnson, 85 years old, finally announces she won't seek re-election. It's shameful that for nearly three decades, people in Texas 30 have voted her into office. I mean, she's just a joke. Democrats hold a narrow eight-seat majority in the U.S. House, which is now being shaken with a ton of their retirement announcements, which is a lot of what happened, caused the Republicans to lose the majority there. Nine other House Democrats have said they won't seek another term, and Eddie Bernice Johnson's going to be gone too. Great. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has filed for re-election and says America is at a crossroads and Texas is ground zero in the fight. The radicals on the left are focused on destroying the greatest nation on earth. That is true. They seek to erase our history and drive a stake through the heart of American exceptionalism like Travis at the Alamo. I'm drawing a line in the sand. I will not yield. I will not waver. I'm resolved to continue the fight for the safety and security of Texas. And he goes on. So Lieutenant Governor Patrick running for a third term as Lieutenant Governor. House District 84, well, that's that all-inside Lubbock County district that John Frullo is not running for re-election in. And I had told you when we announced these that Carl Tepper, looking for the Republican nomination, former guest host on the show, good friend for a long time, former Republican Party chairman in Lubbock County, had started off his campaign with an endorsement from one of the most just reliable conservatives and appreciated legislators in the whole region of the state, really across the state, and that's Senator Charles Perry, Senate District 28. Today they got a email out to everybody with headline, I endorse Carl Tepper for state rep, and Charles Perry wrote a letter to everybody saying he's proven product, personal friend, the right person for challenges we face as a nation, state, and community. And goes on about that. So that's a really important endorsement in the House District 84 race. It truly is. And Charles Perry has proven himself to be very reliable. I ask at the top in our Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com, you truckers, get with them. Let them manage all your testing requirements and that silly clearinghouse you have to be members of and all that good stuff. AlliedCompliance.com, they sponsor our Lone Star Story of the Day. I ask, is woke radical or racialism a clear and present danger to the American system? Well, Rich Lowry today at the front page at National Review Online had a piece saying, yes, it is, woke racialism is a clear and present danger. Here's a little excerpt. At the end of the day, many of the people outraged by the Rittenhouse verdict have no use for the notions of armed self-defense, trial by jury, and reasonable doubt, long-standing bulwarks of our system. If they are obstacles, that is, they have no use for this stuff, if they are obstacles, such are obstacles to punishing and acquitting people based on a grand woke narrative of America. In this worldview, Kyle Rittenhouse is what was once known as a class enemy, guilty by definition. What woke progressives ultimately want is a justice system that looks more like campus sex assault tribunals, where the accused is presumed to be guilty based on his status and the tried and true practices of our adversarial system have been discarded. Then Kyle Rittenhouse wouldn't have stood a chance, and a righteous blow would ostensibly have been struck against white supremacy. You know, the Texas media has been all abuzz and really bothered that Governor Abbott sent out a tweet saying, Rittenhouse, in all caps, not guilty, as we told you on Friday's show. You know, oh my gosh, the governor, why would he do that? Well, I thought when he goes the other way, we're supposed to celebrate the jury system. Yeah, we get it. Ted Cruz said the verdict reiterates that every American has the God-given right to self-defense and the protections of the Second Amendment. U.S. Rep. Chip Roy and Attorney General Ken Paxton were among those welcoming the ruling. But, of course, lefty State Rep. James Tallarico of Round Rock said, are you our governor or a white supremacist troll? Wait a minute. I thought we're supposed to celebrate when, you know, there's justice done. Oh, well, you don't agree with the jury. Okay, with the, because you just, it's all purely political. We get it, but think about that. State Rep says, are you our governor or a white supremacist troll? They're all upset. Oh, how dare he say, you know, Rittenhouse, not guilty. Okay, well, you know, get ready to forget the whole new attack in Waukesha. Amber Athey has a fabulous piece at the Spectator World today talking about this driving through the Christmas parade and killing people and injuring many, many more. She says, however, it seems probable that Waukesha will be memory-holed, using that as a verb, by the agenda-driven media because Brooks, the suspect, was a black man, and according to his social media, an anti-white supporter of Black Lives Matter. This doesn't comport with the leftist media demonization of white men whose alleged privilege and toxicity are the biggest threat to America. And I want you to listen, by the way, to Beto Pancho, to Robert Francis O'Rourke, the fake Hispanic from El Paso, on the campaign trail. He was all out, and there's lots of media coverage. He's one of these leftists like that. It's how he talks. We'll get to that in a moment. Amber says, I don't claim to know what Brooks was motivated by, if he was motivated by his anti-white hatred, but I do find it suspicious the media was so eager to rule out terrorism. That's right. A lot of the networks were reporting on an alternative motive before he was even publicly identified as a suspect. Apparently, Brooks was fleeing another crime scene, possibly a knife fight, when he ran into the parade. It makes perfect sense, you see. When evading possible arrest to drive into a highly populated area with a heavier police presence and swerve into innocent civilians. She's making fun of the pretended statements. You know, oh, this can't be terrorism. In other words, forget the word terrorism. This can't be politically motivated. Of course, but if a white guy into a black parade, that's all we'd hear. We'd hear it forever, and they'd be putting up monuments years later to the person, even after it was proven that, you know, whatever they alleged wasn't true, like Ferguson, Missouri. Milwaukee District Attorney, who's one of these far-left George Soros DAs, John Chisholm's on the record bragging about reducing the number of individuals held on cash bail. They're part of the Soros movement like Houston has become and other places in Texas, letting everybody out. The media will ignore the role Milwaukee's jail reforms have played in the holiday horror because it would damage the establishment's desire for nationwide criminal justice reform. Amber writes, unfortunately, many Republicans, including former President Trump, have fallen for the claim that CJR is about empathy and equity while ignoring that criminal justice reform can and will have dire consequences for public safety and law and order, especially, folks, if we get the left's version of it. And I'm too many on the right on crime conservative side initiative on these issues, I think, have inched closer to the left's argument instead of pulling the left over to theirs. But that's just my opinion. This D.A. Chisholm, she writes, his office even admitted that this guy Brooks' bail was set too low, but declined to explain how his proposed systemic reforms that he touts there would have led to a different outcome. Amber ends a really good piece at Spectator World by saying, the Waukesha attack is everything our establishment media and politicians pretend never happens. White people are supposed to be the perpetrators. Violent criminals can be let out of jail with zero repercussions. White men are automatically considered terrorists, even when acting in self-defense. But we can never know the motives of left-wing and minority perps Don't be surprised when this dreadful calamity recedes from your airwaves so that the media doesn't have to confront inconvenient facts. And it's true. I mean, they're still, because O'Rourke's running in Texas, they're still bringing up constantly, and he's bringing up at every deal, that shooting in the Walmart in El Paso. And believe it or not, he specifically blames Governor Abbott and Governor Abbott's border policies for the mass shooting at the El Paso Walmart. That's how deranged these people are. Of course, she's right. They'll forget about Waukesha and that guy. All right, my friends, more in a moment.
Fred on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
It's time for the 89th annual Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball at Historic Pioneer Hall in Anson. The Ball in Anson is an official, living Texas historical event. And after all the lockdown mess, the Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball needs you more than ever. On December 16th, the great Michael Martin Murphy gets the 3 days rolling. On the 17th, it's Jake Hooker and the Outsiders keeping traditional country music alive. And on the 18th, it's today's King of Western Swing, Jody Nix and his Texas Cowboys. It's an event for the entire family, children included. Get tickets and read all about the history of the event and of its home, Pioneer Hall, at TexasCCB.com. That is TexasCCB.com. Get your tickets to the Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball today at TexasCCB.com. That's TexasCCB.com, as in Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball.
Farming has never been for the faint of heart, but you already know that. The faith and fortitude that brought you to the table will ensure you're here tomorrow. At Vista Bank, we can say that because we've served producers just like you for 109 years. Through the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, two world wars, and the global pandemic. One of the region's few FSA preferred lenders, maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, where people always come first.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a man so important other talk show hosts listen to his show, even while they're on the air. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I will get back to the Robert Francis O'Rourke, Beto Poncho, the fake Hispanic, lefty Democrat, and how all this fits together, even with the COVID stuff. I will get to that in a moment. I just want to interject that John Scott, our new Texas Secretary of State, had a big op-ed that ran I'm getting frustrated, folks. I don't know why, but my audio levels have just bounced again where they're totally different, and it makes it a nightmare for everybody involved. Anyway, so John Scott wrote an op-ed that ran in the Houston Chronicle, "Full Forensic Audit Will Restore Faith in Texas Elections." Well, the governor, the big three, speaker, governor, lieutenant governor, found money that they can use to fund this now, and that's been announced today. Scott, Secretary of State, had written, "Over the next several months, the Secretary of State's office will complete a top-to-bottom examination of election records in the two largest counties with Democratic commissioners' courts, Harris and Dallas, as well as the two largest counties with Republican commissioners' courts, Tarrant and Collin, accounting for 34% of all votes cast in the historically high turnout election last year." Oh, great. And then my audio levels jump way up when I look up. All right. Sorry about that, folks. All right. Well, county elections officials have already conducted partial manual recounts, election security assessments, and voter eligibility verification. The Texas Forensic Audit, that's what they're calling it, goes well beyond any other legislative election audit proposals or models in other states. Our audit examines, among other items, chain of custody records of voted ballots and voting equipment, audit logs from electronic voting systems, and materials from early voting ballot boards and signature verification committees to ensure that mail ballots were not subjected to tampering and matched the list of voters who requested them. Importantly, this will be the country's most comprehensive forensic audit of the 2020 election, using analytical tools to examine the literal nuts and bolts of election administration. I just want you to know, the left goes crazy over this. It's not about that we think the totals were wrong. This is an excellent thing to do, even when you haven't had a controversial election. It needs to be done, ladies and gentlemen. You need to go in and look at these things on a regular basis and make sure that things like chains of custody and everything else are done right. And this is what we need to do to ensure better performance in the future. All right, so I want to get back to Beto Poncho. Greg Abbott, Beto O'Rourke will be on, on the 2022 Texas ballot. So might guns, grid, Trump, Biden. That was a headline in the Statesman. It's one of the John Moritz's pieces for the USA Today network of newspapers. And there were some interesting things he said in here. For starters, this Texas governor's race is the first one since at least 1986 in which both major party candidates enter the race as household names. I bet you I can find a bunch of households that hadn't heard of either one of them, but that's another matter. He's right on that. The 86 reference applies to, of course, former Governor Bill Clement seeking to avenge his loss 4 years earlier against sitting Democrat Governor Mark White, and Clements did win. Said, and of course, O'Rourke's already out there saying on a debate stage in Houston back when he ran for president, he wanted to take away, that was his word, take away just standard rifles from civilians. Yes, folks, AR-15, AK-47, that's just a look, as they don't perform any different than the pretty wood stock old. They do exactly the same thing. There's nothing unique about them. You're just easily customizable with a lot of options. So everybody likes that because you make more money. People like how they look. You know, he said he would take them from civilians. And Moritz says perhaps one of the reasons O'Rourke waited so long to declare his candidacy is he knew he'd need a sharp counter message on the gun issue that might put Abbott on the defensive. And Moritz says polling shows Texans are open to an assault weapons buyback plan, and they have deep misgivings about, conststitutional carry. Look, I participated in some of those polls. They were worded so awfully to get the result they wanted, so I don't care much about that. Old Beto Poncho says Abbott scuttled, rejected the advice of law enforcement, and catered to the NRA and made us much less safe as a consequence. Frankly, lots and lots of law enforcement supported the open carry, constitutional carry and all the other issues we've had. So Beto O'Rourke, here's a headline today in the New York Post, or late yesterday, Beto O'Rourke doubles down on vow to take your AR-15, your AK-47. That's right. He said Sunday on one of these chat shows his campaign's not going to be about Joe Biden. And he blasted the president's lack of urgency on immigration. I hinted at what's happening on this last week on the show. Don't be fooled. He's not talking about being tough on the border, even though he talks about orderliness and law and order. What he actually said was, I don't think we've seen enough urgency, meaning from the Biden administration, when it comes to rewriting our immigration laws. In other words, to actually change the laws so that it's just all open borders. That's all this guy's about. Remember, that's how he became a congressman. Ran against a sitting Democrat congressman in El Paso who had formerly been head of the Border Patrol there, Customs, whatever, and that's how he got there. He's a lefty. And he's an open borders guy. So there's all these people, I'm reading all these stories. Well, he's saying, he's criticizing Biden hard on the border, saying, but you read what he says, he's not talking about law and order. He says orderly, an orderly process. In other words, they don't want it to be in the newspapers where everybody sees they're importing millions of people a year. And he gets, if you look what he said that the problem, the urgency issue is that there hadn't been enough urgency when it comes to rewriting our immigration laws. So, you know, this is what's going on with that. And he also, in this interview on CNN State of the Union, thank goodness some journalists watched it, the public doesn't much, so we get the stories. O'Rourke reiterated his vow to take your AR-15, your AK-47 if he becomes governor. Asked by Dana Bash if he stands by the pledge he made during the Democratic presidential debate in September 2019, he said, I still hold this view. They write in the Post, New York Post, during his failed run for the Democratic presidential nomination, O'Rourke blamed Congress for not passing stricter gun control measures and said he supported mandatory buybacks of assault. That's a confiscation of what he calls assault-style rifles that have been used in mass shootings. Again, are they going to call ban cars like this guy did in Waukesha? Kill a lot more people than some of these so-called mass shootings and injured a lot. There was a piece at Breitbart today quoting that Rittenhouse saga makes the case against AR-15s. This is more stupidity from this guy. And he told O'Rourke in that same interview, said the AR-15, that AK-47, has one single solitary purpose, and that is killing people as effectively, as efficiently, and as great a number in as little of time possible. Well, it's not a machine gun, number one. Number two, there's no purpose for it in so-called killing people. all the rifles I own, they work exactly the same way. How come my Mossberg 3030 isn't about killing people? I mean, this is just incredible left-wing stupidity. And, you know, by the way, Americans own 420 million firearms as of 2019. At least that's what we think. 18 million, and they're a lot more now, probably 19 or 20 million, were AR-15s and similar. And if you don't understand it, folks, don't be fooled. There's nothing about these that are any different than tons of other rifles that you've seen your whole life. They simply don't do anything different. They look scary to people. They look cool to other people. That's why they like them. And they've got little bars and slides and things so you can add accessories like lights and laser sights and all kinds of things, which, by the way, make hunting and everything else and self-defense far more safe. They're just kind of a big, to me, they're not beautiful. See, I'm not an AR-15 fan. A lot of my friends are, because to me, they are just sort of an industrial thing, and that's what people like about them, because you can put your accessories and things. And none of these accessories kill people. The rifle just shoots a bullet like all the other semi-automatic rifles that are out there. I like beautiful engraving and, you know, and wood and art pieces but they all work the same way. Now, this guy has doubled down on how if he's governor, he's going to take your guns, and this gets into how, back in a moment.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Fred on Texas will be right back after this.
I've told you about my wonderful experience with Dr. Sylvia Zuniga in dental care in Costa Rica. Not only was it among the most positive experiences and best dental work I've experienced, my trip to Costa Rica, one of the hottest tourist destinations on the planet, included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and even a private driver, and the entire bill, total spending, was less than half of the best quote I got at home, a quote that was for much less dental work than I obtained from Dr. Zuniga. A couple from Lubbock now knows what I mean. They wrote to say, "We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but for my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know." If you have big dental needs and challenges, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com.
Coming out of the Wu Flu lockdown, Texas businesses are seeking to attract new customers. Get your business in gear with a website that reflects your great brand and customer service. Jamali Media can help. If your website is out of date and not mobile friendly, you're losing prospects before they can experience your advantages. Get in touch with Jamali Media, JEMULLY.com. We'll get your website looking and working great so you can get found online.
And now, a man who finds skulking youth in pullover hoodies far more menacing than citizens with pistols properly holstered in the open. It's firearm-friendly Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So the fake Hispanic, Robert Francis O'Rourke, the son of the rich parents, the rich boy from Dilettante from El Paso, is out there saying that the Rittenhouse saga makes the case against AR-15s. It makes the case to me that he was able to save his life. But here's the main, against people attacking him. But the main thing is, O'Rourke is doubling down now in a big interview that he will come, if elected governor, he wants to take away your rifles, buy back whatever, under law. Now, you say, well, that won't happen. Yeah, it's probably right. You probably won't get a legislature to go along with that in the state of Texas, but look what's happened in other states. It starts the ball rolling. The real question with that has to do with how does this happen and what does it turn us into? Since there's no gun registration list, thankfully, how does he go take everybody's gun away? And that's where we get into the really disgusting things that all these left-wing things bring us to, whether it's with guns or whether it's about COVID and vaccinations and stuff like that. All this brings me to a piece by Austin Prochko that appeared at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, and it was entitled, "Don't Make the U.S. a Nation of Informants." Well, if you're going to do a mandatory gun buyback, well, how is she going to find out people have them other than incentivizing people to inform on others? Eva, dear, did your father teach you anything last night? My grandmother, Eva Hahn, received this question almost daily at school in the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic. While the question seems innocent enough at first glance, the teachers were actually fishing for proof that my great-grandfather, Jaroslav, was teaching his daughters non-communist ideas, or let's change it to today's world, you know, non-leftist, non-conformist leftist ideas, such as the unabridged history of Czechoslovakia. While my grandmother and her sister never turned their father in, eventually the communists found the, quote, proof that they needed against him. That's right. Testimonies of neighbors, in other words, informants and former co-workers. Jaroslav heard from friends that a warrant for his arrest was forthcoming and that the outcome in the trial was already decided. Yep, like in the Rittenhouse case, anytime the left's running it. Guilty, with a sentence of 6 years in the uranium mines. This was a death sentence, as the average life expectancy in the uranium mines was just under 5 years. He escaped with his family soon after, praise God. Praise to God. History may not repeat, but we can see patterns. No one's being rounded off and sent off to camps in the U.S., but, oh, they are in Australia today, in northern Australia. They're actually putting them in military camps for COVID isolation or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, just so you know, it really is happening in the West. No one's been rounded up, sent off to camps in the U.S., but government and social media are demanding more and more strict adherence to approved ways of thinking. Already, COVID has justified massive increases in government power and reach. The recent vaccine mandate's a perfect example of this. For government officials at all levels, it was not enough to shut down the country, shatter the economy, wreck educations, and require masks everywhere. Now the federal government's making an unconstitutional power grab by requiring businesses to force their employees to be vaccinated or consent to daily testing. The most disturbing part is how it would be enforced through employee reports. The Biden administration claims this is a good thing. OSHA won't be kicking in the doors and demanding vaccination papers. Instead, it will simply respond to reports from other employees. In other words, folks, informants, they're setting us up to be a communist-style society. This is what they've always wanted. These employees will be protected and rewarded under the False Claims Act, which was designed to protect whistleblowers who reported fraud to the government. Sound familiar? While the communists did use secret police, surveillance, and wiretaps to weed out dissidents, they also relied on a vast network of citizen informants. This system encouraged false reports. You could report a supervisor, competitor, or even just a disliked neighbor with no repercussions. The trials, quote-unquote, were a foregone conclusion. Anyone in the system was assumed guilty. There was no justice and no due process. Robert, that can't happen here. Well, how else do you do a mandatory, on threat of being put in jail felony, by a weapons seizure without an informant system? Because we don't have them. We don't have registration. How do you do that? All of these leftist things lean this way, whether it's COVID or gun bans or anything else. And then, well, it's the U.S., the people, we have a fair trial. Really? Have you read these Democrat politicians and others about this Rittenhouse trial after a jury came to a conclusion, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, and all of that? And they're saying it wasn't right, and we're basically calling for some kind of overthrow of the justice system because they didn't get the result they wanted. You really think we wouldn't, under these people like O'Rourke and Democrats, the more power they obtain, we wouldn't move fully this direction? I mean, I think we're already there for some of the people who were just simply at the Capitol on January 6th. He writes, we're assured no one will go to jail over the vaccine mandate, but it sets a dangerous precedent in the enforcement of regulations, asking Americans to spy and report on each other. If a company is reported, OSHA can dig into private records to see if the mandate's being enforced. Imagine the potential for abuse there. By nature, a system that relies on reports like this is built entirely on the word of one person against another. Since there's no trial in this situation, there's no risk to the reporter, the informant. If they issue a false report, they could submit a report out of spite. Could, they will. The woke crowd in America already tears people down for the most minor transgressions against political correctness. Enforcing a mandate with informants is sure enough to encourage false reports against those who engage in wrongthink. The Russian author, Solzhenitsyn, and I just didn't say his right there, his name correctly, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I don't think I can say it right anyway, but that's how we usually say it in the West. Who spent almost 10 years in the Soviet gulag, said of the West, there always is this fallacious belief it would not be the same here. Here, such things are impossible. Alas, all the evil of the 20th century is possible everywhere on Earth. Fortunately, the vaccine mandate's been temporarily stayed. Well, only one, only the OSHA one, stayed due to the action of Texas Public Policy Foundation's own Center for the American Future. But that's not permanent. It can be undone at any moment. And it is. He's right. Turn your country into a country of informers. How else do you enforce magazine bans? I'm not talking about the things that you people that don't read never look at, but maybe you do those because they have pictures and you're in the dentist office. We're talking about what holds ammunition in a firearm. California, all these states with bans on New York on the size of magazines. You got millions of them out there. How do you force people to give up, to turn into the government for a so-called buyback? You didn't buy it from them, so they're not buying it back. It's confiscation. They're paying you. The only reason they offer money, for those of you who aren't clear on this, on these buybacks, is because the Constitution prohibits the taking of property without just compensation. So that's the situation on why they're always buybacks. How else would you do that? And he's big on this vaccine mandate and shutdowns, O'Rourke is. That's in his interview too. Do you see, some of you folks, it just shocks me. Not many in my audience, but it shocks me how absolutely short-sighted you are. Look at these policies and figure out what's involved in them. Well, the right, you're doing the same thing on abortion and all these things. No, it's very different. There's no anonymous stuff. You actually have to, on that fetal heartbeat bill, you have to put your name on it. You got to go to court. You got to file suit. You got to bear the cost and hope you win. That's the only way you'll get any of your fees back. And then that assumes the other party can pay. It's all out in the open. And it's a judicial process in court, just a tort. Well, what about the trans kids and all this in school? No, the laws we're placing on are on people doing things to them, not creating a regime in which everything's based on tattletaling, informants. This is dangerous, folks. Keep it in mind because that's where these policies lead to. And don't forget, my friends, December 16th and 18th, the 89th annual Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball is coming to historic Pioneer Hall in Anson. You got Michael Martin Murphy on December 16th, Jake Hooker and the Outsiders on the 17th, and Jody Nix, that is Texas Cowboys, on the 18th. Get your tickets now, TexasCCB.com, TexasCCB.com. Thanks for joining us. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.